Blog Talk Radio.
Shh, Ginger, I think I hear some witches. Oh no, not witches. Shh.
I am mute and toe a frog.
Oh, it's not.
A bat tongue dog. Adder's
don't
fork
turn
and
me into
blind
a new
stink. Barbados lime is just the best.
Fregging soft like a sailor's double.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble.
How convivial.
Happy Halloween, guys. Happy Halloween, yay.
Y'all too much. It's too early in the day. I didn't say I wouldn't scare you. I said I didn't want to. There's a difference. There may be some scary.
Good morning. Did everybody have a happy Halloween weekend, Ginger? How was your weekend?
I did. I had a great happy Halloween weekend. It was a lot of fun. We had kids come by. Had like a whole train of trailers. It was like three trucks pulling three different trailers worth of kids. And I still have candy. I bought way too much candy.
I always do. That's why I didn't buy any this year. I'm going today because everything will be on sale. Y'all don't know this. Today, it will be on sale at approximately 4:30 at my Target. I got it timed. And okay. I'm going to go get some a bubbling cauldron for punch or something and a brownie or something. Kid, I don't know what those girls asked for, but that's what they're getting. And we're going to be in here doing that tonight. I am warning you kids in my neighborhood. Some of your parents listen. Your parents, you tell them, do not come to the house. I have no candy this year. If I have to open the door, it's going to get real ugly. People are going to be crying. I'm just saying. I'm going to scare the Jesus out of you. I'm telling you.
Corey, you're so awful.
Hey, they usually get a trick and a treat, but this year there will be no treats. Unless you are a blood relative, you probably need to just go on to the next house. You know, the bad part is there's stuff out in front of my house that looks like it normally does. There's, you know, the gravestones and stuff, so they're going to think they're supposed to come. There's no candy here, people. I can't do it. It's just, it's going right to the legs and not the good places. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Anything that's left over is, being sent elsewhere tomorrow. It's not staying in this house.
You need to have a candy drop-off. You just give it away.
Yes. Seriously, like, I don't, somebody needs this stuff. I don't need it. Ugh.
See, people? Y'all are causing problems.
Y'all are causing all sorts of problems. This stuff cannot stay in the house. No. I have not been on the treadmill and working out there on the weight bench and everything else for nothing. No.
Word.
The scale's been going the other direction. We are not. No.
We'll see. Now I have to get into the news because I'm excited. I cannot wait. You know, we usually give about a 5-minute mark. We kind of chatter. Give y'all.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, I cannot wait.
You've been teasing me all morning. What's that? What is it?
Well, it's going to make you squeal. I'm going to say the one word. Salem.
What do you got? Oh, tell me you got something good. You better have got something good. What do you got?
Right now up on the site is a lovely trailer for Salem. It doesn't really show anything, unfortunately. However, what's going on tomorrow is really going to make you squeal. It's a live chat and demo with the developer Bjorn Johansson. It's going to be going down. I'm going to give you times because obviously these people are not in the U.S., Bjorn Johansson. Okay, so they sent over this press release. I got this just about 10 minutes before I told you. I was like, oh, my God. I was, you know, tootling around going, oh, I'm tired. Then I saw that. I was like, oh, run, because Ginger's going to want to see this.
Yes. I want to see it.
But let me see. They gave us a couple of points they wanted us to hit about witchcraft and how it will be in Salem. They're saying, I have Newt and Toa Frog craft curses and hexes to place on unsuspecting victims for personal gain.
Oh, that is hot.
Right? Okay, so is it a bird? Is it a broom? Fashion mysterious simulacra for easy takes and quick escapes. So that sounds like we'll be able to fly on our brooms. I love it.
Yay!
You also will, your crafting tool of trade will actually be a cauldron. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Now, here's the rub. I love this. They're saying, of course, you can be a witch, but if you leave any clues behind and get caught, well, you know how I went in Salem.
You get burned. You get burned at stake.
Mm-hmm. You can meet, make new friends online, either witch hunters and torch-wielding mobs. Or other witches, of course. And they said they're guaranteed.
this is a massive multiplayer online role-playing game, MMORPG, right?
Yes, it is. They're calling MMORPG. And unfortunately, Ginger, it's not this quarter. They moved it up a couple quarters. We got to wait until almost spring.
Second
quarter of next year, yeah. I'd rather them take the time.
Yeah, but y'all don't know. Oh,
that's not
y'all are going to get me back in WoW.
That's all right. I'm going to crank the AC up and pretend like it's winter when I'm playing anyway. So.
I know, right? Because I have not found... Oh, well, that's fine. I'm going to be busy with fashion anyway.
Yes, we are, because Pixinista's coming, y'all. I got just over a week left.
I think I found an adorable store last night.
Y'all see how bad we are? Yesterday, as soon as I posted those pictures, people started following us on Twitter. It was hilarious. Some of you out there don't want to fess up to liking the fashion, the virtual fashion, but you do, don't you?
Mm-hmm. And that one picture I took, well, that was hot.
That was excellent. See, that's... Okay, we'll discuss off air, okay, because I'm all gushing. I was all proud because, you know, I've been giving Ginger the photographic pointers.
He has.
Yes, and that one was absolutely beautiful. I gasped when I saw it. I was like, oh! That's good.
Y'all don't understand. Corey, like, gets all kinds of proud and, like, just about cries at the drop of a hat sometimes.
Hey, no, no.
I love her. But she's all like,
I do not.
Oh, I sent over the picture of the pumpkin. And she was all, that's so pretty.
All right. Well, we should get on to news, Miss J. Miss G? J? G?
Miss G.
I'm sorry, it was a fashion thing. It got me confused.
It was something. All right. I hate this. So I'm just going to start this off with this one so we can just go ahead and get this over with. This might be something we have to come back to on Thursday even. GamePolitics.com this morning, because you know I love these guys and girls. Research shows sense of humanity lost when playing violent video games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so new research from the University of We're Stupid in Queensland suggests that playing violent video games leads to players seeing themselves and their opponents as lacking core human qualities, such as warmth, open-mindedness, and intelligence. The research conducted by Dr. Brock Bastian from UQ School of Psychology was recently published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology. While the methodology and age of the participants were not detailed, the study observed a group of participants as they played Mortal Kombat against the CPU, each other, and cooperatively. Participants' behavior, emotions, and cognitions changed to show a loss of humanity as they played. The study also explored whether fighting against the CPU as opposed to other players diminished participants' humanity. In both types of play, the findings were compared against similar but non-violent and undisclosed video games. He noted that given his findings, people's concerns about the effects of violent video games are warranted. Oh, whatever, dude. All right, so what's he got to say? Bastian says there are good reasons to be concerned. The negative effects of violent video games have been well documented and appear to be more significant than those associated with other forms of violent media.
Not true.
No, not true. Not true at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he goes on to say, although we made no specific predictions about how participants would view how participants would view co-perpetrators, we were open to the idea that their dehumanization would be less evident given that they were not targets of violence.
No, I'm gonna stop you just because last night I happened to be watching those of you who have cable or frequent this site online. There's a new show called Curiosity, and they were doing a study on people and apathy. This exact same study is what it sounds like, and the host of the show actually submitted himself up for testing. They, you know, they went over his brain and showed him images and recorded how his brain reacted to certain images. And at the end of the test, they told him, basically, for a short period of time when viewing certain images that are violent, where you should feel some empathy, you don't. You actually go into the mode, or your brain patterns resemble that of a psychopath temporarily. This is not inherent to games, people. This is, it's stupid that they keep trying to connect to the games. To
yes,
this. This guy was not a gamer, clearly. He's a very hot, geeky scientist type, but still, it's not inherent to games. They need to stop trying to make the whole connection. Most people
yes.
are apathetic just because they are. The whole show, as a matter of fact, was about them putting an actor in another room and told the participants that they were going to have to read these words to him, and if he couldn't repeat them back in a certain fashion, then they had to administer a shock, and they had to tell him how much the shock was. And even when they were told, you know, even when they got uncomfortable with it and the guy told them, you have to continue with the experiment, none of them railed against it. Nobody got up and said, I'm not doing this. I'm hurting this guy. Even when the actor started screaming, you know, you're hurting me. You know, please stop. I want out of the experiment. So this is not inherent to games. This is just people, period. What was Hitler playing? I ask that question all the time. If it's specific to games,
mm-hmm.
what was Hitler playing? What made him go all crazy?
Exactly.
It's human
exactly.
behavior. Get over it, people.
Now, some people are just nuts, and that's all it comes down to. Some people
yeah.
should not be allowed to share my oxygen. I was trying to think of a way to say this.
You're trying to, a diplomatic way.
Diplomatic. Some of y'all are wasting my oxygen. Already, yeah, and I'm not happy about this. So some of y'all
right?
need to stop.
Go ahead and get ready. Okay, it has been the most amazing zombie weekend ever. Oh, I gotta tell Ginger because I.
What do you got?
Remember, we're gonna be a little bit random today because it's Halloween. We're excited, you know, candy, that kind of business.
Oh my, yeah. Y'all hear me over? I'm munching on candy.
Yes, this is a spoiler for those of you who watch The Walking Dead. Get up, go get some coffee or something if you don't want to hear it. But
that's awesome.
I was watching Walking Dead last night. You know how Ginger's always saying, if it was me, zombie apocalypse, I'm shooting you in the leg and running.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what happened on The Walking Dead last night.
That is so odd. See, somebody has heard my idea and taken it and run with it.
I jumped up and fell out of my chair literally and went, Ginger, oh my God.
Somebody has heard my idea.
I did not see that one coming. I didn't see it coming at all. I know some of you are reading the graphic novels, and I saw it coming. But I'm not reading the novels until the show is over because I'm already into the show. I'd rather wait. I don't want to do two at the same time. Then, also, our favorite geek was on, our favorite girl geek, Miss Felicia Day. So I tweeted last night, you all should pay attention. She just amazes me every time I see her because she's such a sweetie. And she's so geeky. I forget just how geek Felicia Day is. But when she started talking, I was like, all proud. It's a geek chick.
That is, she is so hot. Felicia, call me.
When she started talking about that, she says, well, they said, what went wrong with the leg shooting? She's like, well, they didn't have a plan. You got to plan out the exits. Because when I'm playing Left 4 Dead, I was like, right? She understands. Did you park the car too far away? I'm like, right? You know, all this business. But, so Walking Dead was awesome last night. Also, it was nothing but zombie movies on yesterday. I was enjoying it, I'm telling you. Even every little sitcom, like I woke up at around 5 this morning watching a rerun of Angel from way back when, and theirs was a zombie one. I was like, these people are on point this year. I like this. I'm all in the spirit of Halloween. Happy Samhain to my pagan peeps, and happy Halloween to the rest of you. Anyway.
Yay, happy Halloween.
And after that long ramble about nothing, now I'm going to tell you what games are on the charts because the people sent it to us early this time. Sometimes we don't get them on time, so I just skip over. But let me tell you what you all are playing, like you don't know. Number 10 on the list, Rage. 9, Skylanders Spyro Adventure. 8, Zumba Fitness, still hanging on to the top 10 charts. Also, The Sims 3 Pets at number 7. Number 6, Forza Motorsport. Somebody was asking about that on Twitter. I forgot who you were. I'm sorry. But yeah, your Forza Motorsport must be good. It's still in the top 10. Just Dance 3 is number 5. Football Manager 2012. And this is not American football. This is UK football. FIFA 12, also ironically, is UK football. Batman Arkham City is number 2. I know some of you are like, what? What could be number 1? Well, of course, it's Battlefield 3. Duh.
Oh, yes. Cough my
head
off. I'm trying not to.
No coughing for you. And those charts, of course, you can find on our front page, GamingMatrix.com there to the right where it says chart toppers. You can find out what's being played.
Yay.
If you're one of those people that likes to play what everybody else is playing, I personally have my own thing. Yeah, just saying.
All right, Rovio, Rovio, Rovio.
Wherefore art thou, Rovio?
Wherefore art thou, Rovio? Apparently, y'all are not in China. Yeah, GamePolitics.com, Rovio delighted with illegal Angry Birds products in China.
The one that was on Facebook, I told you, I think that one was illegal.
While some companies might be upset that its games being are being pirated on a major scale in one region of the world or their brand being copied blatantly for merchandising, Rovio is not one of those companies. Responding to evidence that its Angry Birds brand was being stolen in various ways, Rovio CEO Peter Vesterbacka took the stage at the recent Disrupt conference in Beijing, gleefully showing off illegal Angry Birds balloons that he purchased on the street.
Wow.
Yeah, he says there are a lot of Angry Birds products out there, but most of them aren't officially licensed. Angry Birds is now the most copied brand in China, and we get a lot of inspiration from local producers. His point in displaying these unlicensed knockoff products on stage was to show that its brand is very popular, and despite rampant illegal copying of its game, of its games and its physical products, Rovio will be able to make money in the region. The company claims that it uses these illegal products as inspirations for its official lines, and the demand has influenced its retail strategy. He says, right now, we've proven that there's a demand, and we're going for 100 million downloads this year for Angry Birds. And again, the same demand for the physical products. The way we look at it is, of course, we want to sell the officially licensed, good quality products, but at the same time, we have to be happy about the fact that the brand is so loved that it is the most copied brand in China. China is the second biggest market for Angry Birds products behind the U.S., but it's growing far more quickly, and Rovio is determined to recognize the consumer demand in its future strategy. Vesterbacka says, it's great for us to see the demand, and that's why we're building our own stores here. And actually, we're building our first stores here and not in Helsinki? Anyways, we hope to have quite a few over the next 12 months. We actually expect to do a lot of services and a lot of products here first. It's a different approach to some of our competitors. We want to be more Chinese than the Chinese companies. All right, that is nuts, but he's got a point, you know? I mean, if they're being stolen, if they're being downloaded, if people are doing knockoffs, it's because the thing's popular. And if they can get inspiration and make something better that people are going to want to pay for, there's definitely something to that, don't you think? All right, and everything's kind of quiet.
That's because I'm muted and talking to you. That's how I roll. I was trying to talk to you by telekinesis since it was Halloween. Wait a minute, not telekinesis, I'm sorry, telepathy. Wrong power. I have so many.
I think the brain actually has to be working for telepathy. Mine is just only half on.
All right, let me see if I can send you a joke. Okay, so anyway. And no, we have not forgotten your games you should be playing tonight, and I will put them up in time for you to run out to the store and get them, or download them, however you want to play. But for now... Wow. Okay. The fight is on again.
Again? Who's fighting?
Well, it's not yet. I'm calling it because I call them early. Okay. You want to put money down on this? Get with me. Okay. Google. With Google's TV channels on YouTube, a lot of people are considering it's time to send the cable TV the way of the VCR. VentureBeat is reporting this morning. Of course. Yes. Huh?
I said it's about time. That stuff is useless. They want to charge us $200 a month.
Yeah.
About 5 channels that we actually want to watch, and the other 400 of them trying to sell me some crappy glass knockoff that they say, oh, looks just like diamonds.
No, diamonds look like diamonds. Okay, anyway, Google's announcement Friday of its plan to bring 100 channels of new Hollywood-produced content to the web may well be a watershed moment for television. Here's why. It's one more big step towards weaning the people off cable TV, or as VentureBeat is calling it, the ripoff that is cable TV.
Yes, yes, I agree, VentureBeat.
Cable TV, mainly known as Comcast, around the world, is charging way too much. He's saying he's charging about $65 a month for the most basic package. Dude, you're getting off easy. Trust me, we're paying more here in Texas. And now Google, through its massively popular online property, YouTube, is offering about 100 new channels at 25 hours of programming a week. For the first time, he says he can cobble together a very decent palette of content for almost free, and he can watch it all from his home TV set. Now, this is not you people with the old TV sets. Like, how can you do that? You need a newer TV, obviously, with a hard drive, which reminds me, I need to update mine so I can have all this cool stuff too, because mine does this. I just never never looked it up. I was like, whatever. He says, here's what he's got. He'll get 100 of those channels, many of which are launching next week. And then also for free, he gets the basic set of free network TV channels that he can pick up with an antenna. And then because he's willing to pay at least $8 a month for his Netflix subscription, he got a lot of other content to fill it all out. And yes, he says he can watch all this on his home TV set. Because 2 months ago, he bought a set-top box from Logitech called Logitech Review for $100, which lets him access Google TV, the web, and other offerings such as Netflix over his TV set. Google TV is also offered with Sony GTV and other Internet TV Blu-ray players. Better yet, Google TV will soon receive an update next week, which brings Android apps and a revamped interface and more. If you add in the offerings like Hulu, which he can also access on his TV through other set-top boxes. He's not, supported by GTV yet. He says it's quite an offering that he can get for a pittance compared to the relative robbery that is Comcast.
Yes. Oh, my God, robbery. Robbery. Yeah, that's one way, isn't it?
Ah, and of course, everybody's saying this, unless Comcast reformed their price offerings. And they did for me, because I'm telling you, I was out. I've been with them since forever. They were not willing to lose me, so they did what they could to hang on. But I'm calling back today, and I think I'm going to need a lower rate. Mm-hmm. Word. To be sure, not all TV fanatics will be impressed by the free or almost free if you've got Netflix offerings. None of the major studios appear to have partnered with Google's content venue, but I think HBO is probably going to be the first to do it.
Yes, and there's been rumblings of that for some time now.
Yeah, because HBO, you can get it. Here's where I'm noticing they're probably going to break off. If you have Comcast, you notice you can watch your HBO on demand. And, like, I never did get to watch the Sex and the City, so I'm watching all the shows, the seasons. But I can't get them when I go through Comcast site, which is Xfinity. I can't see all of them. They give me a pittance. They give me like 8 episodes. Whereas HBO Go has every single episode.
Yes.
If you log in to them to see that, and they have all their shows, every single episode, every season. Like, I wanted to watch, I forget the name of that show, it was on HBO, something to do with being out in Hollywood making a movie. It also went off the air for good this year, but I always wanted to watch it, so I said, I'll just sit and, on a Saturday, I got stuff to do for Game of Matrix, so I can sit with the laptop and I'll watch every episode, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't get them on my Comcast, I have to go through HBO Go, so I know that pretty soon, if not in the next few months, they're going to announce that they're going to do something. I don't know if they're going to go rogue and be like, just get it if you want it, or we're going to partner with Google, or what. So I'm liking that. That may, if whenever Stars does it, I'm out.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. 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 Yes.
Soon as Stars switches over, and those of you who like Stars, yeah, that that show you guys like, the Rome. That that's on there too. Rome, and there's a couple of other Camelot and.
Camelot. Good, actually.
Yes. All of those shows that are come from Star, the new one with Kelsey Grammer, Boss. Yeah, I am so out when they go off by themselves. I'm gone, Comcast.
I'm gone.
I will find somebody else even to give me some internet somehow. I don't know how. No. Verizon, can we get the Fios over here?
Seriously, Fios. Something, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, but anyway, let's get what we got off of. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay, down at the bottom of this article, I did forget to mention this. Okay, so Stars was on Netflix. So some of you that are wondering what happened to your Stars, we may be seeing it quicker than we thought. Stars left Netflix.
Yes, yes, they did. Yeah, I heard about this.
Weeks
ago? 3 weeks ago? Something like that.
Look, she's there, but we're supposed to be telling them. Maybe we did.
We did.
We have so much news. Maybe we did. But, yeah. So, I think we're next. As soon as they leave Comcast, I'm going with them. I have no reason to stay. I don't watch anything else. Well, I watch other channels, but I know how to go to their websites and watch.
Exactly.
I want to watch HGTV. I go to the HGTV.com site, and I can watch them all back-to-back. My curb appeals, all that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I can't believe this.
It is. I guess it has been. I thought it had been longer, but I could be wrong. Oh, hold on. Let me cough.
all right. Seriously, this allergy stuff, getting old. At least I have my voice back.
Yes.
Mostly. Xbox 360 celebrates 1 year anniversary of the Kinect effect. Yeah, almost 1 year. What was that?
That was, it might be tasty, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Almost 1 year ago this week, Xbox 360 set out to change the way we interact with games and entertainment with the launch of Kinect for Xbox 360. Controller-free games, oh god, yes, and entertainment, once the stuff of science fiction, had become a reality through the magic of Kinect.
Mm.
Sales immediately soared with more than 10 million Kinect sensors sold, setting the Guinness World Record as the fastest-selling consumer electronics device in 60 days along the way. Kinect opened up Xbox to a broad set of new audiences, bringing new categories of entertainment to the platform. Leading brands such as Disney, Sesame Street, and National Geographic were inspired by the simplicity and intuitiveness of Kinect's voice and gesture control technologies, developing immersive fun experiences for everyone. All right. So 1 year. That is nuts. All right. So marking the U.S. the November 4th and U.K. November 10th anniversary of Kinect, Xbox 360 today announced that the Kinect for Windows commercial program will be launched early next year. The commercial program will give businesses the tools to develop applications that not only could improve their own operations, but potentially revolutionize entire industries. To date, more than 200 businesses worldwide, including Toyota, Houghton Mifflin, Harcourt, and Razorfish, have joined a Kinect for Windows pilot program to begin exploring the possibilities of Kinect.
I am frowning is what I'm doing.
Yes. You know, they told us, this is going to revolutionize gaming, and it's not.
No.
All your games are on Rails. I don't want to be on Rails. I want to be free. And You've not really given that to us. You've given us a couple of games that, you know, are decently fun, but for the most part, most of them are not good. Not good at all.
No, we're not happy.
No. So for the rest of us actual gamers out there, we're not pleased. Oh, that's great. You're going to be able to use this for businesses and
We don't really care.
But this technology has been being used for businesses for years before it ever made its way to gaming.
That's the other thing that everybody's going nuts about, this Siri, whatever she is.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, those of you, this is where I say do your research before you buy a phone. Don't get caught up in the hype.
Mm-hmm.
Android phones have been talking since they came out. We usually turn ours off because it gets annoying after a while. I don't really want to hear
it chatters constantly.
Yeah, because I was playing with mine last night and I accidentally turned it on. And as soon as I loaded up something, I forgot I turned it on. But as soon as I loaded up something like from the Android store, she started talking to me, reading me the terms and conditions. The terms and conditions state. I was like, oh, no, you need to stop. No,
mm-hmm.
You are loud and it's like.
You're loud and I do not want you talking to me.
you might try to read my messages out loud. Yeah. Don't need to be said out loud.
Yes. Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
Especially Ginger and Snow, some of the messages they send, I really don't want those out loud. That would be embarrassing in the store.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would
mm-hmm.
All right, I might.
Mm-hmm. That's just all kinds of embarrassing. All right, this is going to sound really bad, and but I must read it because it is for a good cause. I want to say that. Have you touched your breasts lately, girls?
Oh, my God, yes. Okay, that's hell.
Okay, well, you need to rethink Breast Cancer's Hot Guy, Your Man Reminder app that is now available on the Android market. Rethink Breast Cancer today announced that Your Man Reminder, an innovative early breast cancer detection app, is available now for free on the Android market. It was designed by the creative minds at John Saint something. So they haven't put their name in this press release. It just says John Saint. I'm going to need for you guys to put your full name in next time. The free app features a choice of cute guys who pop up regularly with an encouraging reminder to get in touch with and know your breasts. The latest humor-filled Your Man Reminder video features hot, shirtless guys with an important message. They didn't send us any pictures, but I will find some for you, I promise, okay? The Early Breast Cancer Detection Campaign is the latest promotion from Rethink Breast Cancer, a Canadian charity which uses humor and sensitivity to elevate breast cancer messages to women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s who otherwise might not think they're at risk. I need to be doing one now, as a matter of fact. 2 years ago, the group launched a viral sensation, Save the Boobs for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and also hosts the annual Booby
Save
Ball.
The boobs. Oh my God, the booby ball.
The booby ball, black tie fundraiser. I love these girls. This is a booby ball. Absolutely hilarious. Now available both on the iTunes App Store and the Android Market, women can download the free Your Man Reminder app today and make sure they're staying on top of their breast health by showing their breasts some TLC, and that TLC stands for Touch, Look, and Check, ladies. Some of you guys out there, too, if breast cancer runs in your family, you need to be checking, too. You can get breast cancer. If you got them, you can catch it. Okay, so the app has you choose.
You're feeling too
well. I'm sure there's a girl version out there, or you just tell your girl to remind you to have her get the app and have her remind you when it pops up on her phone. You guys,
that's not where I was going with that, but all right.
I was trying to get it. I'm trying to be helpful, Ginger.
Oh, see, I was just trying to be
bad Ginger. The app has you choose from one of six hot guys to provide a regular reminder that can be shared also with your friends. With a touch of a screen, you can customize the app by changing the special calendar settings and appointment reminders. Utilize the signs and symptoms tab within the app to answer any questions and concerns. Why am I giving myself a breast exam during the show? As soon as somebody says it, then I start doing it. And the bad part is sometimes I'm in public. That doesn't look right. Okay, so in 2006.
No.
Recently.
But, you know, I think this encourages us. Especially when
yeah. Did somebody ask us to do it on video? Hey!
What?
Jay has not been talking to us lately. I'm mad at him. Anyway.
I know.
In 2006, Rethink launched a TLC campaign in Canada to encourage women to be breast aware. Campaign, of course, asks women to touch their breasts, to feel for anything unusual and look for changes, and be aware of shape and texture, and check anything unusual with the physician. Again, you can, for more information about Your Man Reminder and the TLC campaign, please go over and visit rethinkbreastcancer.com. And if you are listening to this later, or you're somewhere where you are like, I can't go to the site to look at, or I can't go to the link, it's up on our site, and I am looking for some pictures for you. I do have a YouTube video they sent over, which is probably, I haven't watched it yet, but probably going to be hilarious. This just came into my mailbox, but I had to share it for a good cause. Anyway, enjoy.
Awesome.
Their website is gorgeous. I think it's time for us to have a remodel.
Again?
Well, you know how I am, girl.
Last week.
It did not do it last week. It seems like it, though, doesn't it? I'm bad. I do. I remodel the site a lot, y'all. It's like clothes. Sometimes you just got to change it up.
Oh, girl, that outfit. Okay, anyways. It's so hot. Forsaken World, Storms of War, now available. All right, so updates to popular free MMO adds new items, PvP, dungeons, and more. Ooh, PvP. I love me some PvP. Pew, pew, pew.
Yes, we know. You are not right. No.
Perfect World Entertainment, a wholly owned, we don't care about that. If you want to look them up on NASDAQ, they are PWRD. Today announced the immediate availability of Storms of War, the latest content update for the popular free-to-play MMORPG, Forsaken World. Ooh. All Forsaken World players, both seasoned and new, can now experience the new extensive content that Storms of War has to offer. Who is this? Clifton Chu, Project Manager of Perfect World Entertainment Incorporated, says, "We're excited to bring Forsaken World fans this much anticipated update." I'm going to lose my voice. Storms of War delivers new items and quests, new dungeons to explore, and the exciting 100 versus 100 PvP Guild War for experienced players.
Do it.
That is hot. There's something for everyone, plenty of treats, and even a few surprises. Storms of War, available now to all Forsaken World players, features all-out war. The Immortal Rift provides players the ability to partake in epic battles of up to 100 versus 100 players, explore new dungeons, solve the enigmatic Gauntlet of Storms, or stop the legendary Storm Legion generals in the time-bending Aeon Fall. Hey, that y'all took that from WoW, and they probably took that from somebody else, but that's not...
But that's not the point.
Game-changing gear. What's a legendary hero without his or her?
Oh, watch the mouse.
I hate it. It's her. I'm bright pink. I just lost several stations in China.
Yay. Adorable. Isn't Ginger adorable, y'all?
All right, so just again, gain champion gear. What's a legendary hero without his or her powerful gear, finally collect new mighty sets of armor and weapons. Oh, my face is hot. Show your devotion. Be rewarded for devotion and dedication by participating in daily events or simply by logging in on a daily basis. All right, so if you want more information about Forsaken Worlds and the new Storms of War update, by the way, I've played this game. It is a lot of fun. If you're looking for a free version of WoW where you're not stuck at level 20, go check out Forsaken World. It's at sw.perfectworld.com, and I have the link up on GameMatrix.com this morning. So go over there and check it out.
Okay, one hot guy up for those of you who want to check out the breast cancer business. You know what? Actually, I need to go back in there and fix some stuff. I might have given y'all too much information. Sometimes we're in a hurry. Okay, I didn't get anything you weren't supposed to have. All right, so make sure you guys go and check that. Oh, he is hot. Oh, my God. Ladies, that's a hot guy. I don't know if I need him on my phone. We might have some problems. he pop up at the wrong time while I'm driving or something. You know how you have your GPS? And the Android phone is good about it. It'll give you a flash or something. You're like, what was that? Crash! Into the pole. There you go. Not good. Not good at all.
Not good. Not good at all.
All right. So we got wait a minute. I got to check the time because, you know.
We got about 10 minutes before we go to break.
Okay, good, good, good. We're doing good on time today.
We are. For us being I blame being hyped up on sugar.
Yes, there's much sugar to be had. All right, so apparently
I'm staring at the Snickers, and it's like, oh my God, go away. Stop staring at me.
Snickers? See, that's exactly, stop, don't say that word again. That is exactly what gets me every year. Okay, look, my pants were fitting tight yesterday, Ginger. Stop it. Okay, so we got to take it down. Okay, so apparently it's common knowledge that attacking speed is the most important to long-range characters. In Tales of Pirates, that's no exception for the long-range sharpshooter, too. Therefore, the fastest agility sharpshooter is undoubtedly the way to go if gamers want a long-range character with epic power and speed in the Tales of Pirates 2. What happened to Tales of Pirates 1? I don't remember it. First, they're saying it's inevitable for players to find it somewhat taxing at the beginning when they focus only on agility for a character. The going may be tough, but then no pain, no gain. The journey will be an arduous one, with the sweet fruits of labor will be worth every drop of virtual blood and sweat.
Wow.
What was that? That was when kill-stealing crusaders gets their asses kicked by the I'm passing this along from that's what it says. Gets their asses kicked by the fast and furious attacks of the agility sharpshooter. This is a very long press release, so I'm going to relegate this to pop over to our site to read it. I don't know anything about this game whatsoever. None. Have we gotten anything about them before?
That one sounds familiar. So, yes, I think we have, and I think at the same time we were still kind of like, wait a minute, what?
What was the first one? Okay, so I'm moving to the next one. Here's the one I want to talk about. Remember that game, Angels Online?
Yes.
Yeah. They got a new expansion with some new equipment.
Yeah, what do they got?
Well, for those of you who like fantasy, why is somebody binging me on Skype? And this person knows better. You about to get cut, you.
Not me. It was not me.
Not you. Fantasy MMORPG has offered players fun and excitement in a 2D anime-style package bursting with dazzling effects and cool features.
Yay!
As new players join the fun, the Angels Online community continues to grow, moving away from the wet and dangerous jungles of primordial paradise. The new expansion, Pharaoh's Lost Treasure, starts its story in the heat of the desert. The overall setting of Basel, the desert city, is reminiscent of ancient Egypt. Tall statues, stone carvings, sandblasted walls, and ancient structures hewed entirely from stone. Lovely. Beyond the rich and historical setting lies the secret of the Pharaoh's treasure hidden beyond the mysterious desert sands. And when it comes to expansions, equipment is often one of the most talked about in any player's wish list. Draped in rich cultural history, the new expansion weapons and armor boast not just appearance, but also some of the best stats the game has to offer. The game developers concluded their research by breaking through all restrictions to fuse contemporary looks and mouth-watering stats into each piece of equipment. The result? Tough, effective, and durable equipment that can mean the difference between life and death in danger-infested areas. Whoop, whoop. So let me run down a few of them with you. I'm not going to tell you what they do. You're going to have to pop over to our site to find out. You have the robes and rites of royalty. I will tell you the color is purple. The prop walking gold plated. And of course, You can read the rest over at GameAndAtrix.com here in just a second.
Yay! All right. Am I muted? No, I'm not muted. Good. I thought I was going to be muted there for a second. What have I... Oh, I lost my story. Where did my story go? Oh, well, I'll just open it back up. All right. I have got Lollipop Chainsaw Brings Blood and Rock and Roll this Halloween.
I love the name of it.
Yes, I know, right? Kick off your Halloween with this little zombie blood, sorry, with a little zombie blood and rock and roll. In honor of the annual Fright Fest, Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment and Kadokawa Games have released a brand new trailer for Lollipop Chainsaw. Full of blood, skin, and severed heads, it includes everything there is to love about Halloween. The trailer also offers gamers their first glimpse at Morikawa, a second-generation zombie hunter who looks after his apprentice Juliet. Available in 2012, it's not available yet, Lollipop Chainsaw is the undeadly story of sweet but killer zombie hunter Juliet Starling and her quest to uncover the root of a colossal zombie outbreak. With her wickedly awesome chainsaw in hand, Juliet slices, dices, and splits her way through hordes of the undead.
My kind of chick.
Yes. Soon realizes the horde is only the opening act to a festival of zombie rock lords determined to kill the chainsaw-wielding cheerleader. So it's got to be the cheerleader, doesn't it? All right, so if you want to check out more, there's a link. I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to make you go over to GameNatrix.com and get it. But trust me, this is a lot of fun. This is going to be so much fun. Yes.
Look, so
GameNatrix.com if you want it.
By the way, I hope you guys enjoyed your weekend getting those lovely keys from us. The Kingdom for Keflings. It came from outer space. Y'all let me know how y'all like that. I haven't played it, got a chance to play it yet. We'll be playing tonight. Do not harass me. If you didn't get a key, it's all on you. It's your fault. I did tell y'all. I warned the group. I said you need to be in the group. I announced it an hour and a half ahead of schedule. Believe it or not. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The new 500 Startups class is the most international yet, according to VentureBeat. And they're zombies. 500 Startups, the accelerator founded by angel investor Dave McClure, today announced its new class of 34 companies, Batch 002, its largest and most international cohort to date. The group includes 8 female founders. That's hot. 15 of the companies are from countries other than the U.S., with teams joining from Australia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Croatia, Estonia, Japan, the Netherlands, and Portugal. The companies are listed below, along with a brief description of what, or on their site, or rather, not below here, with a brief description of what the founders are up to. Definitely stay tuned. Check out VentureBeat, because we're not listing them. It'll be interesting to see how many of the companies are the same on demo day as they are today. It's not common for a complete pivot to happen during the course of startup school. Just ask console.fm. And there's a ton of companies here. And one of them listed, reason why I picked this story, is when we mentioned Fitocracy. Remember we told you about that? Turns fitness into addictive gaming.
Yes.
Yeah, Snow is still after them for an interview, so we're definitely going to go after them.
Are they still ignoring us?
No, they were ignoring her. See, now I'm going to have to say something completely, what's the word I'm looking for? Irritating is a good way. Irritating and inflammatory to get them to say something. They'll speak. I'm done.
You will speak.
You will talk, whether you want to or not. All right, we got to take a very quick break.
When y'all come back, I've got Blizzard's apology.
Blizzard's apology?
Yeah, about that whole homophobic slur thing going on in their video.
They apologize again?
This is coming from the president. Blizzard president.
Do you know somebody is still trying to ding me?
They better stop dinging you.
That is how you get cut, people.
That is how you get cut.
Okay, I can't find my other song, Ginger.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you got to come back because there may be Old Republic availability issues. That's going to pick off some nerds real quick.
Why are you trying to be all inflammatory?
Because it's what I like to do. I'm in a bratty mood this day.
I see that. I'm noticing that. I can't find my music. I'm not happy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That, and I've got people who are like, you have to play. No, I don't have to play. I don't have to play nothing. Mm-mm.
Why y'all?
I was hoping I was going to be playing Salem.
Well, seeing as I can't find a song I want, I guess I'm going to roll with this one, the classic.
Yes.
Look out behind you, Ginger. Oh, no. The other way's on. Jay, look out behind you. Run.
Jay and the kneecap takes off the other direction. Hello, Jay.
That's not right.
Them.
My all-time favorite movie, Halloween. I am not happy.
Right, we're on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that song. I didn't get to put it as my ringtone this year either, so that would, yeah, I'm going to be late if I do it today. All right, Ginger, what you got, Juicy?
What have I got? I got, I got Juicy. Let me pull it back up. I lost it. I was, yeah. All right, so I told y'all when you came back that I was going to tell you about Blizzard apologizing, and we've already heard this before, but this is actually from the president of Blizzard. Blizzard Entertainment president Mike Morhaime has apologized for the video clip that ran during the final performance at BlizzCon. That video clip featured comments from George Fisher of Cannibal Corpse talking about the game and using a number of homophobic slurs. He also performed at BlizzCon as part of the Blizzard rock group Level 90 Elite Tour and Chieftain. Morhaime, who is also a member of that group, threw himself on a sword in a letter to Gay Gamer. Morhaime says, as president of Blizzard, I take full responsibility for everything that occurs at BlizzCon. It was short-sighted and insensitive to use a video at all. Yeah, that's all it was, just short-sighted and insensitive.
Really?
Even in censored form, the language used in the original version, including the slurs and use of sexual orientation as an insult, is not acceptable, period. True story, and I can't believe it takes us getting outraged for you to figure that out. We realize now that having even an edited version at the show was counter to the standards we try to maintain in our forums and in our game. Doing so was an error in judgment, and we regret it. The bottom line is we deeply apologize for our mistakes and for hurting or offending anyone. We want you to have fun at our events, and we want everyone to feel welcome. We're proud to be part of a huge and diverse community, and I'm proud that so many aspects of the community are represented within Blizzard itself. As a leader of Blizzard and a member of the band, I truly hope you'll accept my humblest apology. In other words, please don't take your business elsewhere. World of Warcraft can't take any more bleeding. People are leaving left and right. Anyways, your game is crap nowadays, dude. And then you go and you do something like this. Oh, no, 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 no.
And apparently the child, the redheaded stepchild, APB, is apparently kicking butt. Them, Fallen Earth, I told y'all, the rise of the new genre in MMOs is going to be those games. Even Old Republic, although people are complaining about the why can I not read?
I know plenty of people, I know several people who are in the beta for Old Republic, and they say it is World of Warcraft all over again. So I won't be playing. I'm sorry. I'm done with World of Warcraft.
Old Republic is?
Yeah. I stick my head in every once in a while, and no. It's just, there's nothing there that really brings me back much anymore.
I am loving my APB. Let me just tell you, and they have a wonderful article about with them over on gamesindustry.biz, which is talking about, you know, how they're making their comeback. But there's so many little nuances in the game. Here's the one thing I absolutely love. You know, guys know I always have a theme song. You have a theme song in the game that you can make yourself if you'd like, or you can pick one of theirs. So when people look at your profile, they get to hear your theme song. Or it plays. I'm not sure if it plays when you walk into an area or you can tell it to play. I'm still playing with that because, you know, once you give me something musical, it's like, oh, my God. You get to design your car yourself. So, of course, I have a little red something or other with Game and Matrix on the license plate that I put there.
That is hot.
Yes. And, of course, you can upgrade your car. Just all those little details are what makes it just fabulous. And then I get to drive all over the streets, much like GTA. It's very GTA-esque when I'm playing.
So that's who ran me over last night.
Were you playing last night? Because if you were, no. I surely did.
I was more
talking about monkey shit. Somebody ran me over.
Oh, yeah. Crime of passion.
Sorry.
If you were in the game, I sure did run you over. I love to get in my car and just drive. And it's such a vast world. Actually, I don't think I've seen a loading screen since I've been in. Other than when you come in, there's no loading. No zones. I would like to tell that player cop last night, the one we had to shoot out. Oh, it's not over. I got your name.
Oh.
I had to go, but it's not over. See you tonight. Interrupting my purse snatching. No.
That's hot, Corey.
That is my favorite part of the game, to snatch purses. I love when I walk up to the people and they're like, give me your purse. And no, don't hurt me. Give it to me. Bam, bam.
Give okay. me your purse. That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. You old and public people. Yes.
You over there that has been harassing me for months that I have to play. Oh, no, I don't have to do nothing.
EA downplays older public availability worries. Electronic Arts is saying this week that consumers shouldn't be worried about getting their hands on a copy of Star Wars: The Old Republic at launch. The only reason fans that want to play the upcoming MMO are worried is because EA announced earlier this year that it planned to ration sales of the game when it released in December to keep game servers stable. If you have to ration it, your game is borked. Just saying.
Well, I think they're saying that because they want to drum a pipe. They want people, oh, I won't be able to play now. I got to get in. It's smart.
It could be. We've taken a very detailed approach to looking at how do we maximize the customer experience when they go online with Star Wars, how to maximize the fun that they're having online, the stability, and the quality. This is coming from EA Labels boss Frank Gibbo, said during a conference, either way, Frank Gibbs, you're Gibbs from now on, said during a conference call to discuss the latest financial results. Gibbs said, we're using our beta test to inform us of what scale that we can handle, and our pre-order campaign is tailored towards how we're going to do that. Gibbs goes on to say, we're looking at a rollout plan that is fairly ambitious. We don't feel like we're going to be leading too much demand behind at launch, but we definitely are going to be very cautious and thoughtful about how many people we bring on and in what order. Gibbs also says, it's a very interesting proposition from that standpoint because you have the Star Wars brand that draws in a lot of people. That is a good thing because we think we can sustain the business over a very long time as we grow. There's going to continually be new customer segments that we can open up and bring into the service.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was like, uh-oh, Ginger's gone. No, it's run. Run! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in run mode.
I felt it coming on the entire time. And I was like, God, no. No coffee. Y'all don't understand, man. It's October. It's almost November. Tomorrow will be November, and things are green and blooming and pretty here.
Same here. It's cold. Well, it's cool outside today.
It is, but things are all in bloom, and it's like, and this is fall. Things are not supposed to be blooming.
I think I'm going to get a home up in Seattle or something during the fall.
Yes, Corey, let's do that.
I think we should, yes.
Yes. We'll call the connection out.
That'll be bad. Nothing will ever get done. It'll be dirty. Nobody will have taken baths in days because we've been playing this game.
Find us some hot little cabana gamer boys to take care of that for us.
This is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for those of you who have the little ones coming to your house tonight, like I do, probably want to go ahead and start downloading this now. If you're able to from home, if you got one of those go to my PC kind of deals. And because they just sent me a press release, which is all kinds of adorable. Boo, it says.
Oh,
no. Dear Gibbonatrix, there's nothing scary about the fun that keeps coming in Disney Interactive Studios' recently released Disney Universe. Well, actually, this is not going to be out tonight. That's not nice. You can't send me crazy stuff for the little ones and not give it to me. On November 15th, the game will welcome the release of the first Disney Universe downloadable costume pack on Xbox Live Online Entertainment Network and PSN as well, with the Disney Villains costume pack. Yes, your little ones were bad before, now they can really be bad. Full details about this and other upcoming Jungle Book and Muppets downloadable costume packs can be found on our site here shortly. I'm going to share it with you. Let me see. I can probably tell you about a couple of them. They didn't put them down here. You Disney people need to stop smoking. Well, apparently, I can tell you this much. Coming in March, for those of you who are fans of Kermit and Miss Piggy, there will be costumes inspired by Kermit and Miss Piggy and their friends. And this will be introduced with the release of the Muppets costume pack. Now, individual costumes for the Disney costume pack will be available for download for 99 cents on the PlayStation Network and just 80 Microsoft points on Xbox Live. That's sweet of you guys because they're little people. If they do manage to download it on accident, it won't be like a huge cost to mom and dad.
Yeah.
And if you want the complete package on the PlayStation Network, it's $2.99. And
that's not bad.
Yeah, and 240 Microsoft points on Xbox Live. If you're wondering what is Disney Universe all about, it's a four-person multiplayer action experience. So four little ones can play together. Those of you who have parents and have kids and across. So it says it has friendly gameplay that appeals to players of all ages. The game, of course, features 45 classic and contemporary iconic character costumes inspired by all well-known and legendary properties, such as WALL-E and Monsters, Inc., Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, yes, Pirates of the Caribbean, and the Academy Award-winning classics such as The Lion King and Aladdin. Why we got no princesses in there? What is this about? Where is Belle, Tiana? Where are these people? I'm just saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are in trouble.
Yes, because I'm about to hit reply and be like, where's the princess pack? That's all it's going to say in my email back to them. Where is the princesses pack? Because these little girls in my family, there's way more girls in my family than boys, as there always is. Yeah. Oh, they did put the villains. Okay, here it is. I'm sorry, guys. Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians.
Uh-huh.
Hades from Hercules.
Uh-huh.
Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty.
Ooh.
The Evil Queen from Snow White. I'm so in. And Ursula from The Little Mermaid. Forget all the rest
Ursula.
Of them. The Evil Queen from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I'm in. I'm going to get it.
That is awesome. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
How evil can I be is what I want to know.
Four people to be as evil as possible. I know, Corey.
I will have one cute puppy and one that looks kind of messed up because I plucked it. Okay, anyway. The SPCA people are coming after me. Bring it.
And you talk about me being inflammatory.
I love animals. That's why I say bring it. Come over here and put puppies on my lawn and be like, we're showing you what you're hurting. Now I'll take them all inside and send you home. My puppies now.
My puppies.
It's my puppies. All right, what you got, Ginger? Because we got about 3 minutes.
I've got Hit Grave Defense HD. All right, Bulky Picks releases Android Hit Grave Defense HD on iPad Halloween Monday. Take on the hordes of zombies and see how well you do against The Walking Dead.
Really?
Yeah. Don't look now, but your iPad is about to become overrun by the undead. This coming Monday, Bulky Picks is releasing the hit Android game Grave Defense HD to the iPad. The company is working closely with the development team of Art of Bytes to give you iPad owners one spine-tingling good time with this tower defense game. The world has been ravaged by a nuclear world, and as a result, zombies have risen from their graves and are running amok. As one of the few remaining humans to survive in this post-apocalyptic place, it's your job to use tower upgrades and weapons to fend them off. Your job won't be easy, though. Along with the hordes of the undead, you'll also have to contend with some of the history's most notorious monsters, including the vampire Dracula and the powerful Frankenstein. As you play through each stage of Grave Defense HD, you'll use every resource manageable to fend off the zombie invasion, including fire, electricity, yay, lasers, and other unique weapons. You'll fight your way across a number of imaginative locales, including the Amazon rainforest, the Bermuda Triangle, and even outer space. Oh, come on. All right. No, I'm sorry. Y'all lost me. Anyways, this is going to be on Apple iTunes. They are not giving me a price, so I'm not quite sure how much it's going to be. It looks like there's going to be four difficulty settings, ranging from casual to hardest. But beyond that, they're not giving me much of anything else. So if you want this, head over to the Apple iTunes store. But I'm sorry. And one thing, if you're fighting against zombies, why are you moving around? No. If you find a good strategic place, you don't leave. You can defend that thing.
See, Ginger understands.
In space? Why are there zombies in space? Really?
Well, I had a very interesting story idea last night that I'm not going to share because I'm going to write it. And it will involve zombies in space. I just made that up. It's time for us to go. It's too much sugar. I haven't even had any candy. Mine is all caffeine sugar.
Sugar. But I'm going out now. Those of you who are looking for some place to pick up a last-minute cake, let me plug my favorite people because I always tell them I'm going to and I forget. Three Brothers Bakery, there's two of them. If you're in Houston, they make the best cakes, and they do last-minute things, and they don't charge you a whole lot. Now, this does not mean bring 15 of your friends in and all of you order cakes, but I'm saying if you need a cake for something or a cookie for something last-minute, drop by there, tell them that Gamer Girls Radio sent you. I'm not saying you're going to get anything, but it makes them smile. Just tell them we sent you. They love us. We love them. And then the bestest cake. So I'm going there and pick up, like, you know, some. I don't know if I should. See, I'm a torn. You know what? I am going to pick it up because you know how kids are. You know what happens? They say we want to make the stuff, and then when you start making it, then, you know, Charlie Brown's on and this kind of business, and people are running everywhere, and then they forget they're supposed to be making. And then later on they're like, I want a brownie, and then there's no brownie. Yeah, I'm going over there. I know how you little people are, my family, especially you, that one there with the pigtails. Okay, so I found my song. So we're going to end with that. Ginger, go ahead and get the shotgun out. The zombies are coming. You know how.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Who's going to volunteer to be the person I shoot in the kneecaps?
You don't recognize this. This, of course, is the ending to Resident Evil 1, the movie. When Mila Jovovich comes out of the hospital, cops the shotgun. Right here. You guys bright and early tomorrow. We'll be here. Yay! I can't hear you, woman. We were too busy watching out for zombies in Raccoon City.
Oh, it's all over Twitter. I was looking at the whole... Yeah. Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries divorcing thing.
Oh, boo. Who cares? You're a whore,
right?
Charlie Brown, we're out of here.
Laters!